Engaging. Thorough. Cutting edge with essential information. Unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here. With detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team, WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello and welcome to the September edition of Bird's Eye View. This is the first edition of the new school year, and in this month's episode, we're taking a deep dive into ISU's registered student organizations, also known as RSOs. We'll learn all about Greek life, club sports, political organizations, support groups, novelty organizations, and the impact made by RSOs on campus as a whole. I'm the Bird's Eye View producer, Braden Fogerson.
I'm co-host Gavin Broderick.
And I'm your other co-host, Blake Borgart.
How you fellas doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to get into this month's pieces and finally present all of our hard work.
You know, I've been looking forward to our first real show together since last April when we got to train with the previous Bird's Eye View crew, and Gavin brought us some Krispy Kreme donuts this morning too, which helped to broaden my mood, of course.
And we have a great show coming shortly, but before we begin, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's topic is registered student organizations on the campus of Illinois State University.
For our first segment, we wanted to start with the type of RSOs most thought of as vital to the college experience.
Greek life on campus, at least ideally, conveys all the values that gives RSOs their place on campus. Joining a sorority or fraternity at ISU is often a new student's first opportunity to form a friend group on campus, and countless events from Greek life are aimed at supporting causes important to those in need.
Fraternities, sororities, and Greek letters. Greek life is one of many categories of registered student organizations at Illinois State University. Greek life at ISU's stated mission is to provide leadership, development, community service, and a social circle for those involved. Carrie Murphy is the Assistant Dean for Sorority and Fraternity Life at ISU. She explains what benefits Greek life brings to a college campus.
Sense of a home away from home or people you can always count on is an opportunity for students to really feel connected, to have accountability too as students. So graduation rates tend to be higher. And then a national study was done out of Purdue University a few years ago that showed that students who are involved in a fraternity or sorority are more likely to give back of their time as well as their treasure to their institution.
Murphy also says that the connections made in a fraternity could be compared to connections made by athletes.
Maybe not matched, or I think could be compared to like student athletes and the connections they would have with alumni from their sport. I think certainly having an opportunity to know people who maybe are offering internships or have entry-level jobs after you graduate is certainly a connection and a piece of it, but also the opportunity to serve in a leadership role, to manage a small organization, to manage a budget.
Ari Nutilli is the program coordinator for Greek life at ISU. She explains what fraternity and sorority culture is, as well as its effects.
We would describe fraternity and sorority culture as high involvement and connection with the individual chapter members and between the chapters. We see that they're very highly involved on campus, in their organizations, in clubs, within other member organizations in the community as well.
Jalen Golden is the president of the Alpha Kappa Alpha chapter at Illinois State. He says that sororities and fraternities like his own have deep-rooted history.
We've been at this chapter for 50 years at this point. Our anniversary is on October 9th, so coming up on 51 years. And it's just been years and years of dedication and building ourselves up from the ground up since 1971.
Whether it be deep-rooted tradition, leadership experience, or a home away from home, Greek life at ISU is a fundamental part of not only RSOs, but college campuses across the country. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Gavin Broderick. Something I wasn't able to fit into my piece was an interview I had with AKSI's president. They're a relatively new fraternity at ISU, and when I spoke to them, I found a whole new level of respect for them. They're co-ed and do plenty of events to support ISU and the Bloomington Normal community as a whole.
The thing which I find to be so important about Greek life is the lifelong friendships and connections it creates. We see it more and more frequently that these organizations focus on the development of their alumni network, which provides current students with opportunities in the professional job market.
I was so glad to be able to learn more about this part of college culture. Sometimes it feels like a community you must actually be a part of to truly understand.
This brings us to our next piece in the topic of RSOs. Intramural and club sports on campus are a way for ISU students to stay active, get competitive, and work as a team with their friends. Our very own Tim Zalabak from the newsroom, a former college athlete himself, was able to learn more about how Redbirds make an impact on and off the field of play.
Illinois State club sports offer more than just an opportunity to get back on the field or the ice. Life skills, relationships, and new experiences are all on the agenda for club or intramural sport participants. Kelsey O'Rill, the assistant director for competitive sports, explained what these athletes will take away from joining.
We kind of encourage them to look at their sport organizations as businesses. You know, they have their own bank accounts. They are collecting money from their members. They are planning practices and scheduling games. And so, you know, they're taking away skills related to financial management. They're handling a lot of conflict within their organization.
Along with personal and team management, club sports here at Illinois State find themselves getting involved. Philanthropy work is something that club sports do not require. Kelsey O'Rill explains that even though community service is not a requirement, these athletes still look to give back.
Lacrosse and youth lacrosse is growing in Bloomington Normal. So both of our lacrosse clubs are pretty involved in hosting clinics or helping out with local teams.
Joe Cercello, one of the captains for the men's ultimate team, took some time to explain why his involvement in club sports is so impactful.
Just to see growth both, you know, physically and just, like, emotionally with all the different guys on the team was really cool. And it was really cool to be kind of on the other side of that.
The men's ultimate team here at Illinois State have a cool initiative they have been doing for years. Joe Cercello describes what owning Kingsley Street is like and what opportunities that brings the team.
But we own that street, and so every month we just take a day and we get all the guys out and we go and clean that street. And we just, like, go around, pick up trash. It's honestly just a lot of fun just being with everybody, but, you know, it's also doing something good for the environment, which is awesome too.
With over 10 sports clubs and intramural opportunities, Illinois State's sports RSOs show why they're valuable to the Bloomington Normal community. From hockey to spikeball, ISU club sports is sure to make an impact.
I actually got to play intramural sports here on campus last year. I played football with some of my best friends, and we made some great memories even while getting blown out by people far better than us. In fact, many of the teams we faced were made up of people from those fraternities we just talked about.
What I found so important about this piece was how these sports organizations have such a deeply rooted passion for their sport that money isn't a motivating factor at all for them. We see it so many times in professional sports and now even in collegiate sports with NIL deals where athletes are compensated financially for their talents. But with these organizations, finances aren't even a motivation for them. They simply play for the love of sports.
Something else I loved about that piece was about how we got some insight into what benefits members get by being a part of these clubs. Members learn leadership skills and learn how to manage things like a budget.
There's still plenty more to talk about today. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you are just now tuning in, this month's focus is on ISU's registered student organizations.
We're just over a month away from this year's midterm elections. If you've seen any campaign advertisements on your front porch yet, there's a good chance it was put there by an Illinois State student.
That's right, Gavin. There are several RSOs on campus centered around civic engagement. Any ISU student, no matter where their beliefs fall, has an opportunity not only to make their voice heard with their vote, but also with their commitment to let their fellow citizens know more about how they can impact public policy. I was able to talk with some of those difference makers. Illinois State University's RSOs provide students with a wide variety of opportunities to gain real-life experience with real-world issues through politics. One RSO which gets students involved in their community is the Center for Civic Engagement. Graduate Assistant for Civic Education and Political Engagement at the CCE, Joshua Crockett, touched on a few of the things the center does for the Bloomington Normal community.
Yeah, the center does quite a few things, but they hone in on a few different areas. So volunteer and service work right here in our local community, alternative breaks or students can travel across the country and internationally to do service work, as well as political engagement.
Through the center, students further their understanding of communities underrepresented on the ISU campus. Crockett elaborated on why it's so important for students to be involved with their community.
Students need to realize that they are citizens of this local community 9 months out of the year. So as much as they have a commitment and passion for the Illinois State community, it's important to understand what's happening in the larger Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County area. And so we do our best to provide opportunities for students to get to know folks who have been here in the community doing such amazing work, serving those who live here. And so, and it's also important for students to understand how their future careers are connected to civic engagement and the community around them.
The center will be hosting Election Day in the Brown Ballroom, where ISU students are encouraged to come out and have their voice heard on the ballots. Crockett spoke on what Election Day looks like.
I really celebrate. We're hoping Election Day will be a celebration with a photo booth and hopefully some food and music and make sure it's a lively environment for students to cast their ballot.
Students are especially encouraged to come and have their voice heard on Election Day, as youth traditionally have lower turnout rates at the polls than any other age group. Crockett touched on why it's important for students to show out on Election Days.
So on the local level, when young people show up, share their stories, and engage in those tough conversations, people start to listen and policies start to change. And so it is really important for students to recognize that on the local level, they can determine any election they want if we show up and vote.
Students not only have the support of faculty, but that of their peers to go out and vote. ISU sophomore and president for the College Republicans at ISU, Eduardo Monk, voiced his opinion on why voting is a privilege.
Voting in this nation is one of the greatest privileges we have as Americans. The fact that you get to have a voice and that you get to affect your local elections up all the way up to the state level to decide who we want to represent you is such a privilege. And to me, it's a waste to see people not showing up for it.
For 103.3 WZND, I'm Blake Borgart. It was really interesting to me to hear about how the Center for Civic Engagement is revolutionizing the way Election Day is looked at in order to attract those younger voters at the polls. Photo booths and music are so against the traditional grain of what I believed Election Day would look like, and I look forward to seeing how their vision turns out when I go to vote on November 8th.
Politics is something that I find just so fascinating, and we'll have plenty of opportunities to talk about that next month.
Yes, Gavin, we'll be focusing on the midterms next month, and now we know that some on campus are already focusing on it. Another important impact of RSOs is their ability to be inclusive to those that don't always have a big voice on campus. I was able to take a closer look into what differences can be made within that subject.
One of the most important values an RSO can have on campus is to help those in need. College is often thought of as a time to indulge in potentially destructive habits, but organizations like Recovery for Redbirds help students struggling with addiction to stay on the right path for themselves. Recovery for Redbirds advisor Jamie Larson details the feedback she gets from students when they decide to reach out to the group.
I had some good conversations with others at Festival ISU, and quite a few students I talked to who felt like they needed to make changes and were able to get more information about the group. I even had a conversation with someone who recognizes use of substances as a concern, and it just isn't ready yet to come to the group, but just stopping and opening that door, I think, will be good, hopefully, in the future for that person.
Larson also adds that religion, which is a focal point of the 12-step program used in rehab facilities, is not a part of Recovery for Redbirds. Arguably the most well-known group aimed at recovery is Alcoholics Anonymous. Much like in that group, the condition of anonymity is key to ensuring people don't miss out on what the group has to offer.
We do have a protective layer, and we don't publicly share a lot of our events, or we don't share complete information about the event. Students have to reach out and ask for more information to ensure that they're a good fit for what we're trying to accomplish in the group. So the best way to learn about those is to join on Redbird Life or reach out with the Recovery for Redbirds at Ilstu email address, and that will provide more information specific to the events in other places.
Another RSO on campus somewhat limiting their visibility in order to protect its members is ISU Pride. Pride is a group aimed at creating a safe social and educational atmosphere for the LGBTQIA+ community. President of ISU Pride, Kayla Lisitra, says that while it is important to ensure that people within their community know there is a place for them on campus, those not in the community aren't always so on board.
We try to keep a lot of our dates, not like a secret, obviously, but as close to the community as we can for safety reasons. We send out our dates through our Discord and Instagram, but if you're not on those, then how are you gonna know? So when we're tabling, that's when we tell our dates. We do allow allies, but if there is a chance of someone coming to debate us or challenge our beliefs, we don't accept that. We just wanna create a safe space.
The biggest opportunity for RSOs on campus to gain membership is at the beginning of the school year. Both Welcome Week and Festival ISU are times when people lay down chalk on the quad, put up posters, and hold giveaways to let students know about their groups. Lisitra talks about how Pride utilizes that opportunity.
If you ask literally any of our GA, we'll say, like, how did you hear about Pride? They'll say, Welcome Week and Festival ISU. That's how I got involved in Pride. I was elected my first event that I attended as a GA member last year. And Welcome Week, we put out our buttons and pins that we give out, and those are a big hit. Anytime someone can get free stuff, you know.
Both of these groups highlight the importance of RSOs on campus. Transfer students, freshmen, and people in need of more opportunity to make friends are just some of the many types of people benefited by their existence. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Braden Fogerson.
It was so important to me to get to know groups like these exist on campus. There's always going to be at least some people that aren't quite ready to accept different lifestyles from their own, as well as people that don't quite have the patience to be helpful to those in recovery. That's why it's a great thing that people can make groups full of people that do understand what they are going through.
Something that can be really intimidating for new students is finding their group, especially if they're from a tight-knit community. These organizations provide a place for these students to find a community.
We still have two more topics left to discuss after the break. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. As a reminder, this month's focus is ISU's registered student organizations.
We've already taken a deep dive into the serious and competitive aspects of RSOs. I'd hate for us to miss out on the more fun, novel aspects of RSOs at ISU.
You're in luck then, Blake. Haley Royland from the news team is making her BIV debut, and she shed some light on some lesser-known RSOs.
The campus of Illinois State University has a variety of registered student organizations that can meet the interests of any student on campus. Unique RSOs on campus create spaces for students to find and express their interests and skills that in turn impact the ISU and local community. For example, the Solar Car Team, which builds a solar car for competitions, has a far greater impact than one would expect. The president of the Solar Car Team, Keegan Besa, explains how the Solar Car Team helps promote sustainability.
An alternative to just using a gas-powered race car and ruining our environment, we focus on actually building everything based on, like, trying to keep, like, emissions down, like, all of our stuff in the shop. We do that ourselves. We try and keep costs down by doing it all ourselves and learning how to do it. But the main thing that I think is what we promote for, like, the community in general is that sustainability isn't just boring, nerdy stuff. We built a whole car.
The Solar Car Team, while building a solar car and allowing students to learn new skills with hands-on designing and building, the Solar Car Team also increases campus awareness of sustainability and aids in achieving the ISU Office of Sustainability's objective of putting sustainability into practice. Other organizations on campus allow students to have a place to share their creative interests, while also preserving culture and traditions. The Storytelling Club allows students to share their stories, while also preserving a historic tradition of oral storytelling. The president of Storytelling Club, Ashley Wollard, explains the importance of oral storytelling.
Before there were books or even like writing systems, there was storytelling by word of mouth. And so, you know, that's how cultures pass down their stories and, you know, their histories, their culture. All of that is achieved through that oral tradition. In many cultures, this is a very central part of, you know, community and preserving that culture and heritage. And, you know, these stories, true or otherwise, or, you know, fantastical, they all reflect something about the people and cultures where they came from. So, you know, these are fun and emotional, and they're just very important to those communities.
Storytelling Club impacts the ISU community by allowing students to preserve oral storytelling traditions and increases awareness of a slowly disappearing tradition overall. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Haley Royland.
Something that is just fascinating to me is that even the most niche topics probably have an organization on campus. If you have an interest in anything, you can probably find an RSO that includes like-minded people.
And I know we only got to cover two examples there, but there are actually several other groups that fit the bill of being a novelty RSO. When I looked over Redbird Life to see all the groups that exist on campus, it made me laugh a few times to see examples like Magic Mouse Club, a title for the Club of Disney Enthusiasts on campus.
And with that, there's only one more perspective to look at, that being the university itself. Jayla Johnson was able to learn all about how the university makes accommodations to RSOs, as well as why they know how it helps the learning experience.
There are many opportunities for students to become involved on college campuses. At Illinois State, there are ways for students to connect with each other through RSOs that share the same interests and values as a student. Student Involvement Graduate Assistant Mimi Pena shares what RSOs represent on ISU's campus.
There are so many different interest areas that an RSO can represent, and students are able to join those RSOs based off of their own personal interests. And then they also just provide the opportunity to form a community.
She also talks about campus culture and how students help shape it simply by being a part of an RSO to give them a platform to use their voice, using their voice to speak on campus representation. ISU RSOs alone represent various identities that a student can identify with, therefore allowing them to connect with communities on and off campus.
It definitely can connect ISU to the community because orgs on campus don't necessarily just have to be for students. I mean, they are for students, but it could be like through the Civic Engagement Office, they can have RSO do some volunteer work, or they can provide other vendors or companies across the community can provide opportunities for RSOs.
Along with campus culture is campus diversity, and once involved in an RSO, all students can grow and develop as a leader. Leadership contributes to campus diversity by bringing in members from different backgrounds. Student involvement encourages more student engagement, which is why embodying a leadership role in an RSO is just as important.
Like a leadership position in an RSO can go a long way because you are a leader of a student group, of a whole organization. So I would say even like the variety of RSOs we have on campus, like there is, in my opinion, truly something for everybody. You just kind of have to put yourself out there.
A resource ISU students can use to become involved on campus is Redbird Life. This provides the first step a student can take to introduce themselves to an organization as well as receive a primary contact from that organization without face-to-face interaction if they so choose. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Jayla Johnson.
I think that piece is just the perfect way to finish this episode of Bird's Eye View. It helps shed some light into how to get involved if any of the topics we spoke about today stood out to you.
Hearing about how RSOs prepare students for leadership positions outside of Illinois State was really moving for me. As a college student myself involved with WZND and other various RSOs around campus, it really let me reflect on how these organizations have helped me to professionally develop myself over the past 4 years.
And that wraps up this month's edition of Bird's Eye View. Today we talked about RSOs on campus, from Greek life to club sports. From students driving change in our local democracy to others forming groups to reach their common goals. From the most unique groups at ISU to why those at ISU are helping to oversee all of the experiences. If you missed any part of today's show, you can head over to WZND.com to finish the full show right after this. Be sure to tune back in next month for more in-depth coverage on the upcoming midterm election right here on The Bird's Eye View. This is 103.3 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of The Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find The Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.